You are tuning in to the English news program of Gunta Radio and Television Station. On the morning of December 25th, Prime Minister Phan Minh Chính chaired a national online conference to review the one-year implementation of the project developing the application of population data, identification and electronic authentication for national digital transformation in the period of 2022-2025 with a vision to 2030. Shortly referred to as Project 06, and summarized the activities of the Committee on Digital Transformation in 2022. As of now, Project 06 has completed 21 out of 25 essential public services related to people in the electronic environment. Promoting online public services has helped organizations and individuals save substantial cost. The Ministry of Public Security has actively implemented a national database on population, gradually forming a digital citizen ecosystem, thereby connecting with 47 ministry branches, localities, groups, and state corporations, issued over 76 million chip-based identification cards, synchronized more than 234 million pieces of vaccination information, activated nearly 2.6 million electronic identification accounts and identified nearly 50 million mobile subscribers. In 2022, 9 out of 12 targets of the National Digital Transformation Committee were completed. Specifically, online public services are proposed more widely and effectively. The National Public Service Portal has provided nearly 4,400 online public services at level 3 and 4, three times more than in 2021. There are about 70,000 digital technology enterprises, an increase of nearly 6,200 enterprises compared to 2021. Yesterday morning, on December 25th, Gunta University of Medicine and Pharmacy solemnly held a ceremony to mark its 20th founding anniversary and 43 years of construction and development of the school. Over 20 years of establishment, 43 years of construction and development, the staff, lecturers, and students of Gunta University of Medicine and Pharmacy have always united to strive for the cause of training quality medical human resources in the Mekong Delta, determining the quality of training as a key task. The workshop on exchanging experiences between the National Assembly of Vietnam and the Parliament of Cambodia took place in Da Nang on December 25th morning. On the Vietnamese side, there was Vice Chairman of the National Assembly Nguyễn Đức Hải, Chairman of the Vietnam-Cambodia Friendship Parliamentary Group. On the Cambodian side was Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of National Assembly Relations, Chairwoman of the Cambodia-Vietnam Friendship Association, Men Sam An. The organization of the workshop demonstrates the active and responsible role of the National Assembly of Vietnam in promoting cooperation between the two countries and the two legislatures, proposing the content of Memorandum of Understanding on Promoting Cooperation and Partnership between the two National Assemblies, just signed by the National Assembly Chairman Vương Đình Huệ and National Assembly Chairman Han Sam Rim during their official visit to Cambodia. This morning, Standing Vice Secretary of the City Party Committee, Chairman of Gunta City People's Council Phan Văn Hiếu, attended the conference on collective and individual criticism and self-criticism review of leaders and managers of the Internal Affairs Board of the Municipal Party Committee in 2022, together with leaders of the party building boards of the Municipal Party Committee. In 2022, the Internal Affairs Board of the City Party Committee advises the Standing Committee of Gunta Municipal Party Committee to thoroughly grasp and promptly implement the party's policies and guidelines and the state law, resolutions, directives, programs, plans, and regulations of the City Party Committee in accordance with the actual situation. In addition to the achieved results, in the process of performing the test, the Internal Affairs Board of the City Party Committee also pointed out a number of limitations. Provincial Road No. 932 and 926 connect traffic from Phong Điền District, Cần Thơ City to Châu Thành A District, Hậu Giang Province both have high traffic volume. However, the current roads are degraded and do not meet the requirements. In order to ensure the circulation and transport of goods, especially during the upcoming Lunar New Year, the city department of transport has invested over 5 billion Vietnam dong to expand these two provincial roads with a width of 2 meters on each side, combined with renewing road signs and installing more road signs. In addition, the densely populated areas and markets, the city department of transport also installed sewers to avoid flooding, which damages roads. As planned, these two works will be completed before the Lunar New Year this year. And that's it for today's English news program. Remember to listen to our bulletins again online on our website at kenhetv.vn. And now thank you so much for tuning in. Goodbye and see you next time.